Update, June 18, 12 p.m. The Dryden Creek wildfire remains under control today, according to the BC Wildfire Service, BCWS. The stages of wildfire suppression are out of control, being held, under control, out. Under control is defined as a wildfire where suppression efforts have ensured the wildfire will not spread beyond the current perimeter. BC Wildfire Service may continue to patrol the fire and extinguish hot spots while moving gear, equipment and personnel to another incident. In terms of the plan for today, BCWS says on its website that crews will continue work to reinforce existing containment lines and put out lingering hot spots, focusing along the southeast and southwest flanks of the fire. Currently, 24 wildfire fighters and 2 tree fallers are working at the fire site, in addition to Squamish fire rescue personnel. There is currently 1 helicopter working on this wildfire. The weather is looking favorable for moving the fire toward being out as rain or showers are expected through Sunday, according to Environment Canada. Nothing else has changed. An evacuation alert remains in place for 4000 Highway 99 and properties on the 1700 block of Depot Road. 2 properties are under evacuation order, meaning they cannot be occupied due to hazards such as danger trees and rockfall as a result of the damage done by the wildfire. Both properties are east of Dryden Creek. The local state of emergency remains in place, as does the campfire ban. Alice Lake Provincial Park has partially reopened to the public. In terms of trails, closures are in place for all trails on DeBex Hill, including the access road. The trailhead at the end of Tantalus Road will also remain closed, according to SORCA. Earlier this week, Member of Parliament for West Vancouver Sunshine Coast Sea to Sky Country, Patrick Wyler, praised those who helped get this third Squamish wildfire of the season under control during a speech in the House of Commons. Original story, June 17. Good news, Squamish. As of Tuesday morning, the Dryden Creek fire is officially under control, according to the BC Wildfire Service, BCWS. This means that the fire is not projected to spread beyond the current perimeter. The fire remains listed at 59.5 hectares. BCWS says that crews are continuing to work along the fire's perimeter today to strengthen their holding lines and extinguish remaining hotspots. Helicopters will continue to bucket inaccessible areas. Additional resources continue to support this work by identifying and mitigating hazardous trees to ensure a safe working environment for everyone on site, reads the website. Cooler temperatures in recent days have also helped to decrease fire behavior. This week, conditions are forecast to remain cool and damp, with some precipitation likely to occur on Wednesday. There are currently 42 wildfire fighters and 2 fallers responding to the wildfire in addition to Squamish fire rescue personnel. 1 helicopter is currently responding as well. An evacuation order was issued yesterday for 2 homes that were previously on evacuation alert due to the Dryden Creek wildfire. On June 16, Squamish Mayor Armand Herford said at a press conference at Fire Hall 2 that the order means these 2 properties cannot be occupied at this time due to slope instability caused by the wildfire. The properties are across Dryden Creek, on the side closest to the slope. They are not being evacuated because of an increased fire risk, Herford stressed. This is about the aftermath of the fire, which has resulted in slope instability above the properties and ensuring that it's safe to occupy those spaces, he said. Wildfire crews have been sharing stories of big trees that are usually quite resilient to wildfire, but because of the rocky terrain, they're only hanging on by their roots, and the roots are being burned out. Trees that would normally survive are falling, and the debris that they've disturbed roll downhill towards the affected properties. So that's the type of thing that we're concerned about here. The state of local emergency remains in place. Emergency Operations Center. Throughout the coverage of the Dryden Creek fire, residents would have likely heard the term Emergency Operations Center or EOCA number of times. But what exactly is it? According to the District of Squamish Social Media, the EOC is a centralized location for emergency response during major incidents. Located within the Alex Monroe Fire Hall 1, the EOC is activated when an emergency response is required, the post reads. The EOC is made up of approximately 50 staff members from the district as well as staff members from BC Wildfire Service, Squamish Fire Rescue, RCMP, Ministry of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness, Squamish Nation and BC Hydro. The district thanked the community for donating food and refreshments to help take care of the team. SORCA. Some more good news for trail riders. The Squamish Off-Road Cycling Association, SORCA, has announced that Jack's Trail is set to reopen. After a meeting of authorities yesterday, it was decided that Jack's Trail will reopen, and all trails that intersect it to the east will also be reopened, SORCA wrote on their social media. Ongoing closures remain for all trails on DeBex Hill, including the access road due to ongoing wildfire operation. Additionally, the trailhead at end of Tantalus Road will remain closed. For details on specific trail closures, SORCA recommends to consult the TrailForks app for up-to-date information. Closed trails will appear opaque in the app and have a red circle associated with them. Trails in the DeBex area will be closed indefinitely, reads their post. A public call-out. Squamish RCMP Staff Sergeant Gareth Bradley said at the press conference on June 16 that Mounties continue to investigate the cause of the Dryden Creek fire and ask for the public's help. The fire is believed to be human-caused and to have been started around 4 p.m. on Monday on a bike trail at the end of Tantalus Road. Contact Squamish RCMP at 604-892-6100 if you have any information. Please note, this story was updated to include trail closure information from SORCA.